Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to 96.1 The Wit. This is the first ever pregame show, and we are coming to you live from Bluffton University. I'm James Hudson. I'm here in the studio with my co-host today, Trent Mast, and just in a little bit, we'll have the Bluffton Beavers game against the Defiance Yellow Jackets. Is that what they are, Trent?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Trent, what do we got on the lineups today?
So starting for the Beavers, we have on offense Ian O'Donnell, the left tackle, Austin Perrigan, the left guard. At center, we have Cade McClellan. Right guard, we have Ethan Williams. Right tackle, we have John Jones. For tight end, we have Case Childs. Wide receiver, we have Adam Duncan, Lucas Espedia, Keon Camden. Quarterback starting today, we have Zachary Nobis. And as the halfback, we have Drake Campbell. On the defensive side of things, defensive end, Isaac Zikafoos. Defensive tackles, we have Kevin Bishop and Joel Russell. Our other defensive end is Ali Moore. For linebackers, we have Dylan Schaefer, Austin Hall, and Dylan Burkholder. For strong safety, we have Donovan Clark. Free safety, we have Antonio Crosty. And for cornerbacks, we have Stefan Kosakowski and Brian Coleman Jr.
Yeah, and Defiance is coming off of a pretty big win. The only one they have this season, last week against Earlham. They got a victory at 28-10. How do you think that's going to help the Defiance Yellow Jackets coming out here today with a little bit of fire?
I definitely think it's going to help them momentum-wise. And I mean, Defiance, Bluffton, it's the rival week, obviously. And Defiance is probably just out there wanting to win, tie our record, same as their record. So that, I just think the win last week will help them momentum-wise this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Bluffton has two wins on their record. They won earlier in the season to Earlham 34-0, it looks like. And they also beat Anderson 13-0. And then last week, I mean, Franklin is by far the best team in the conference right now, and they only lost to them by 4, which for a team that only has 2 wins under the belt, I think that's definitely a big thing for them. So I mean, coming off of, I mean, it's still a loss, but 4 points, you gotta be proud of that at least.
Yeah, and I think with Bluffton, I mean, they've had quarterbacks in and out, and I mean, Plummy has been hurt, and now they have a freshman Zachary Nobis in as quarterback, and really, the last couple weeks that he's played, he's really impressed me, so I'm just excited to see how he plays today.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Also, up today for games, we have Manchester and Anderson playing. Also in the conference, we have Earlham and Rose Holman. And then Hanover and Franklin's going to be kicking off around 1:30 today. So, yeah, I mean, that's basically the lineup for the HCAC. Bluffton sits in, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th place in the HCAC. Like I said, Franklin's on top. They're 7-0. And so, you know, Bluffton's not going to win the conference. But
no,
they're coming into the rival league game. And, Trent, I mean, you were a sophomore. You know how big this game can be.
Yeah.
What do you think Bluffton has to do tonight in order to get a victory and just complete the season a little better than how they started it?
I think coming off last week's game, yes, they didn't win, but they played really well against the top team in the conference. So I think that's a little bit of motivation. I mean, yes, you're not the best team in the conference, but you played very well against the best team in the conference. So just right there, I think coming into the game, they're not going to be down about that loss. I think it'll kind of motivate them because they played well last week to just come out. And with it being rivalry week, I mean, you're always pumped for that rivalry game. You always want to beat your rival. Just say you have one more year that you've beat them. And I mean, in the series history, Bluffton holds a 46-45-2 advantage over Defiance in all-time series thanks to 7 wins over the Yellow Jackets in the past 8 years. So, including last year's win, which was 33-26 at Defiance. So, I mean, coming in and beating them home, that's going to be big.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, for the Yellow Jackets, their quarterback, Logan Miko, he's averaging 151 yards in the air this season, and I mean total yards they have right now are 1,617, and he has almost 1,400 of those yards. So it looks like they're kind of working their offense around him, you know, throwing the ball a lot. But for rushing, I mean, they're still having a decent season as well, you know. Let me see here. Corey Bennett for the Yellow Jackets. He's a senior, and, you know, he's averaging 72 yards on the ground, and that's not a bad average, you know, to be running on the ground, and especially against some of these big defensive linemen that we have in the conference. All right, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back with the pregame show in just a minute. You're listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Your home for Beaver football, 96.1 The Wit.
And we're back here on 96.1 The Wit. This is the Bluffton Beavers pregame show. I'm James Hudson here in the studio with Trent Mast. And today the Defiance Yellow Jackets are taking on the Bluffton Beavers here at Bluffton University. The Beavers have been doing pretty well. I mean, rushing the ball, Drake Campbell, you know, he's averaging 60 yards a game, and that's not horrible. I mean, he's getting some yardage, but I know our offensive line has had some struggles this year. Is that right, Trent?
Yeah, especially during the beginning of the year, it looked like we couldn't get anything going on the ground.
Yeah. He's starting to kick it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have Plummy back there throwing the ball. He's averaging 120 yards. He has been hurt a little bit also, but we're not sure if he's going to come back this week. And I think if he does, he's going to have a lot of fire under his belt. You know, he's a sophomore coming back.
Yeah.
And being that he's been hurt, he's really going to look to come out and play well in this rivalry game. But if he is still hurt and he's not going to come out and play this week, you know, you have Nobis. Yeah. He's only played 3 games. He's a freshman. But he's showing a lot of skill, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's for 3 games, he's averaging 71 yards. Not bad, you know, for being a freshman. Coming into a new offense, new group of guys, it's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and I think it just shows a lot of trust from Coach Krebs. I mean, it's his first year, and, I mean, yes, he hasn't had things go the way he probably wished they would have at the beginning of the year with who was their starter at the beginning of the year? It was Cooks, right?
Yeah.
Cooks, I mean, he went down the first game, and then, I mean, Plummy Gardner coming in. He was playing really well, and then he got hurt, and he had to go to Nobis. I mean, and Nobis has just shown up and shown out ever since he started. And, I mean, he's starting today's game, and I'm really want to see how he takes a hold of the offense today because, I mean, last week he had a pretty big week. And, I mean, obviously, I mean, Franklin, coming into last week, I was like, oh, this might not be a close game, but obviously they
– yeah.
Held it when it was really close, and they almost pulled away with the win. So,
yeah.
I mean, he has an arm. He's really, I think last week he went 15 of 19 passing with 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. So, just coming off of that week, I think that'll motivate him and push him even more for this week.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people, what they look at is yardage, you know. Oh, yeah. He doesn't have 290 yards like Dwayne Haskins does for Ohio State. I mean, obviously, this is a smaller school.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 15 for 19, that's one heck of a completion rate.
And, I mean, he's still only a freshman.
Yeah. And 2 touchdowns, I mean, that's still a really great game as well. I think Krebs is doing a great, great job. And for me, I mean, Plummy, I played against him in high school for football. His team was in our conference. And, I mean, he used to tear up in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it can just show that, like, coming to college is a big step. I mean, yeah, he's still playing really well, but not as well as he was in high school. And that just shows, you know, coming into a new offense, it can be a little nerve-wracking. And so I'm really surprised about how Nobis is doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the defensive end, we have, what's his name?
Isaac Zikafus.
Yeah, I mean, he's tearing up.
Yeah, last week he had a huge, huge game last week. I mean, he had 6 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, a sack, 2 breakups, and also a hurry. So just, I mean, Zik is like the guy on defense who every week is just killing it. And coming off that last week, I mean, this is his last game. He's a senior. So, I mean, yeah, there's going to be some emotions, but he's going to want to go out with a bang. So coming off that big week last week, I want to see if he can have an even bigger week this week.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm a freshman, so I really haven't gotten to see a lot of him play, but the games I have seen him play, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I mean, granted, again, we're a smaller school. We're not facing super, super tough opponents, but I mean, Franklin's good,
yeah.
You know, and he tore up against Franklin last mm-hmm. weekend. And so I really think that's going to be huge if he can come out and have a big game, and if the defensive line can really push the offensive line back and just keep the running game to a low.
Yeah.
And, you know, let the defensive backs and safeties, you know, work on the wide receivers and tight ends, and just I think they can have a good all-around defensive game.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Division I football and what kind of games are going on. And then after that, we'll go live to Taya Villa and
Floyd Kotrovic.
Yeah, Floyd, and we'll see how the game's going to turn out. You listen to 96.1, The Wit. And we're back here on 96.1, The Wit. This is the Bluffton Beavers pregame show. I'm James Hudson here in the studio with Trent Mast. The Bluffton Beavers are taking on the Defiance Yellow Jackets today. And we've been talking a little bit about the game, and now we're going to switch over to a little bit of a different forte and talk a little bit about Division One. I know for most schools, it's going to be a cold one today. You know, here in Bluffton's 27 degrees. It's cold, and it's going to be hard to stay warm out there. For Division One, I mean, we have TCU and West Virginia going at it right now. Looks like the score is tied 3-3. You know, TCU not ranked. West Virginia is ranked. But TCU is hanging in there. You know?
Yeah.
You can talk about the next game.
Which one is it? We also have the Ohio State-Michigan State game going on right now. Number 10, Ohio State against number 18, Michigan. They're in the second quarter. Michigan State,
yeah,
my
Michigan
bad.
Michigan State.
Yeah. They're in the second quarter, about 7 minutes left to play, and it's 0-0. And I mean, I know the other day, well, last night actually, on the Beaver Dam with Ty and I, we were talking about how the Michigan State Ohio State game is always seems to be super close.
Yeah. Yeah, and Michigan State really hasn't had the season they were hoping for, but they're keeping it close right now. And I mean, Ohio State, they've been struggling the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their defensive line has not been doing. I mean, with the loss of Nick Boza, I mean, that has to hurt a little bit. But they still have good defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Their defense just is, they're allowing too many yards. I mean, Ohio State's been putting the yards up, and they've been scoring decently. Other than in the red zone, of course. They can't score in the red zone, but their defense has really got to take control. And, I mean, it's 0-0, so they haven't allowed any points. So, I mean, I guess that's an outlook on it.
Yeah.
And also, South Carolina and Florida. South Carolina's not ranked. Florida is ranked. Florida's ranked 15th. And South Carolina's, they're up right now, 21-14. You know, they're in what looks like the second quarter. Florida has the ball. They're driving down the field. But, I mean, that's a pretty big... I mean, that's a pretty big game.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina will definitely want to hold on to this lead, especially going into halftime. Just, I mean, if you go into halftime, you're playing a ranked team and you're beating them. Going into halftime, that'll just, I feel like it'll motivate them to keep pushing how they are. And I think it might just irritate Florida a little bit and make them want to play a little harder. And we always love watching super close games. So.
Yeah. I mean, you also got Penn State and Wisconsin out there. Penn State's up on Wisconsin 16-7. They got the ball back right just as I said that. They're in the second quarter also with about 4:30 left to play in the first half. And later on, kicking off around 3:30, is the Alabama-Mississippi State game. Alabama ranked number one. Mississippi State is ranked. And Mississippi State's they're coming off of a win, and they're looking to have a lot of fire. So... And then also, a close game to keep your eyes on is going to be Michigan at Rutgers, it looks like. 3:30 kickoff, and Michigan ranked number 4, moved up in the AP polls last week with a victory. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that if Ohio State beats Michigan and Michigan State, they might have a chance to get into the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
So, you know, these next 2 weeks are going to be crucial for Ohio State to come out and play the brand of football that everybody knows they can. I mean, they showed it against Penn State. You know, they won in Penn State during whiteout, no less. So I think they just got to find that passion again.
Sorry, so. I was not.
All right, we're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to kick it live out to Ty Avila. Avila, sorry. I did it again. And Floyd.
Kotrovic.
Yeah, so... Stay listening to 96.1 The Wit, and the game will be at you in just a little bit.
96.1 The Wit.